Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
At the time of his death earlier this month, at the age of 31, he was working with researchers at Harvard and Brandeis Universities. As a fan who followed his career for more than two decades, Cy Montgomery offers this tribute to Alex, the parrot.
When he died, I felt like some folks did when Elvis Presley or Lady Diana passed away. Alex, the African gray parrot, was one of my heroes. Ever since he left the pet store for the lab, Alex had worked with researcher Irene Pepperberg on a monumental project. For most of his life, he studied the English language, and in doing so, changed the way humans look at our place as a species in the great order of life. Language was thought to be the sole province of humanity. That we use language and animals don't supported an idea that we were vastly superior and therefore fundamentally different from the rest of animate creation. Of course, once it was supposed that tool use made humans uniquely important, until Jane Goodall discovered wild chimps using rocks as hammers, sticks as probes, and leaves as sponges. So with great interest, I've followed the experiments to see if animals could use language after all. I've been rooting for the animals. First, Wasso the chimp, later Coco the gorilla, learned American Sign Language. Then dolphins and sea lions learned to touch word-like symbols in syntactical order. There were others, but some linguist or other was always shooting them down. They complained the animals weren't using language as we do. But Alex did. In a voice that any English speaker could understand, he correctly used hundreds of words. He made meaningful requests. He answered abstract questions. He even told researchers to go away when he was tired and asked them to entertain him when he was bored. One time, during an experiment that bored him, he repeatedly asked for a nut, but the researcher ignored him again and again. He figured he had to spell it out for her. So he said, "Want a nut." Alex revealed a mind remarkably like ours. His last words, spoken to Pepperberg the night before he died, were these: "You be good. See you tomorrow. I love you." Some still claim Alex wasn't really using language. But I mean, come on. Here he is telling us in plain English that he wants a nut. What could be clearer than that? When Alex spoke, a member of a species more closely related to dinosaurs than to humans was talking with us. And that answered the question, for me anyway, beyond any doubt. Language is not the uncrossable barrier between people and animals, which suggests this great divide between our kind and other species is just something we made up. In speaking his mind so clearly, Alex has done us a great service. He has helped to reunite humanity with the rest of the living world.
What matter?
Rock.
Well, it's like a rock. What is it? What is it?
Chalk.
Chalk, good boy.
What shape?
Nun Corner. Go pick up Nun Corner wood.
What shape? What color?
It doesn't have color, Alex. Pick up the Nun Corner wood. Three corners.
Commentator Cy Montgomery is the author of The Good Good Pig, who, by the way, did not speak English. Next time on Living on Earth, oil companies are eager to tap Alaska's North Slope for its rich oil reserve, but the region's also rich in bird life.
You have all of these birds arriving from literally all around the world, and they're there for one purpose, and that is to find a mate and nest and produce young and then get out of there again before things freeze up.
Oil and birds, a journey to Teshapuck Lake next week on Living on Earth. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Ashley Ahern, Eileen Belinsky, Bruce Gellerman, Ian Gray, Ingrid Lobet, Emily Taylor, and Jeff Young, with help from Bobby Bascom and Kelly Cronin. Our interns are Alexandra Gutierrez and Mitra Taj. Thanks this week to Jan Hartley and Nancy Chambers of the Alex Foundation. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lierish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Steve Kerwood. From all of us here at Living on Earth, thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Ford Foundation, the Wellborn Ecology Fund, and Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World, for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.